High School, Bradford, Ohio. Holt Recovery and Bradford battling here this evening. Bradford comes in 1-2 on the year. The Indians are 0-2 after losing to Jay County in a close one, and then had a not-so-good outing against Fort Loramie here last Tuesday. So 0-2 for the Indians so far. Looking for that first win of the year. Hopefully it will come this evening. We're going to talk with the head coach of the Indians. That's Bobby Leverett, of course. We'll have Bobby's interview coming up for you in just a moment right here on J Country 101.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Burney, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back at Bradford High School in Bradford, Ohio, the Bradford Railroaders host Recovery Basketball tonight. We have Bobby Leverett with us, the head coach of the Indians. And Bob, I know very disappointed with the game against Fort Loramie the other night. That was a tough one.
Yeah, you know, it was a very uncharacteristic game for our guys, I felt. Just going back through the summer, all of our camps, scrimmages and stuff like that, even our scrimmages coming into the season. The effort we had at Jay County, like I told you, I thought was great. Even though we lost, we did some really good things. So it was, that one stung. I'm not going to lie to you. We had to, you know, come in, we watched some film with the guys the next morning, and had to sit down and kind of reevaluate things. But hopefully we're on track now and can get things going tonight.
Well, one of the biggest nemesis in that game against the Redskins the other night was their full court or three-quarter court press, which caused us lots of problems.
Yeah, I think we had 15 turnovers, you know, and it's not like it was a real aggressive 1-2-2 three-quarter court. And we knew that going in. We worked on it. We just didn't come out focused at any aspect of the game. Like you said, we turned it over. We let them basket cut us. They pushed us around defensively. Just a bad showing all the way around from us. So hopefully, like I said, we can get back on track tonight.
You had mentioned during our conversations that they're really a MAC-type school. They play that quality of athletics there, and as you look down through the years, they've accomplished a lot there athletically at Fort Loramie, and I don't know if we'd like to have them in the MAC, add another toughie in there, but right. Yeah, you know, they seem to be from year to year pretty tough.
Well, the Shelby County League in general, I mean, you look at Rushi, what they've got going on, I think, you know, I heard a crazy stat last year that they haven't had a losing season since like 1996. You know, which is incredible if you ask me. And then Anna's always traditionally good at basketball. Fort Loramie's got 3 state championships. So Shelby County League in general is just, it's pretty solid.
Let's talk about the Railroaders tonight. What do you know about them?
Well, they're led by Owen Cannon, who's getting 27 a game right now. They're 1-2. They won last night against National Trail by 7. Everything goes through him. You know, like we told our kids, he's going to shoot 50% of their shots. He's a 5'8 point guard. He's played since his freshman year. Really nice guard. You're going to like watching him play. Hard-nosed. So if we can slow him down, but yet not let the roll guys get going too, I think we'll be fine.
So what is the secret of slowing down a kid like that?
Put a 6'6 Breaker Judy on him. Who's ultra athletic and run and jump and stay in front of him. And we'll mix up our defenses a little bit too. We've kind of noticed against Dayton Christian early in the year that they kind of struggled against the zone. So, and that's something we want to do this season is mix up our man and our zone stuff. So we'll mix it up tonight, makes and misses, kind of keep them off balance, and hopefully rebound the ball well, push it. And we've got a size advantage tonight, and we've made a conscious effort this week in practice that we need to get the ball inside some and come out and play with an edge. So,
well, we hope you do that indeed. How about starters tonight? You going to change that in?
No, we'll go with the same. We'll go with Grant Forkamp at the one, Briggs Overman at the two, Gavin Evers at the three, and then Brody and Breaker at the four and the five.
Okay, Bob. Well, thanks very much for the conversation. Good luck.
Yep, thanks for coming down.
Bobby Leverett, head basketball coach of Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the play-by-play of this Fort Recovery Bradford High School boys basketball game in just a couple of minutes.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Rob Weaver back here at Bradford, Ohio, Bradford High School. Very nice, fairly new school here. Just like most of the school corporations, with the help of state aid, built new schools back in the day. Just to introduce the Fort Recovery starting lineup, now they're going to introduce the starting lineup for the Bradford Railroaders. Again, they come in with a record of 1-2 on the year. Jay County, or I should say Fort Recovery, get the right school. Fort Recovery is 0-2 on the campaign. Fort Recovery Junior Varsity had a big win tonight as they won 47-7. 47-7 over Bradford. Led 8-2 at the first quarter, led 17-4 at halftime, led 36-5 after three, and the final 47-7. That makes the record 2-1 on the year for the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity. They lost a close one to Jay County in their first game and then won against Fort Laramie the other night and just complete dominance in the JV game here this evening. For the Indians, we had two players with 9 points apiece. And I'm going to have to wait till we get the spotlight turned off and the regular lights turned back on here as they're using the spotlight to introduce the kids. Okay, there we go. Braylon Dilworth had 9, and also it was great to have K&L Tractor Sales and Service on the sports coverage with us. They've been here for many years as one of our sports sponsors. Thanks to the folks here at Bradford for their hospitality. We appreciate it very much. Been very kind to us. Owen Cannon with the ball. He did not score in the first quarter. He's averaging in the 20s. Indians have done a great job on defense. There's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Bargy will bring it up. Over on the right side to Briggs. He goes in and it's blocked out of bounds. With the nice block for the Railroaders there was Zage Harleman. Brody Bargy will toss it in. Goes into Briggs Overman. Briggs wears number 0 on his back to match his O in his name, Overman. Out front with the ball. Dilworth's in the lineup now for the Indians. There's a shot up. No good from the left side by Grant Fortkamp. Rebound comes down to the Railroaders. Kind of unusual to have both Braylon Dilworth and Grant Fortkamp in the lineup with us at the same time, but they are in there. Dilworth scored 9 points in the junior varsity game tonight in one quarter. He had a very nice, that's all he played because they wanted to save him for his other time for the varsity. Bringing the ball up the court is Braylon Dilworth. Passing on the right side to Briggs Overman. Back out to Braylon. He has the ball knocked away but got it back. Hands off to Overman. Three-point shot does not go. Rebound back up. No good. Rebound comes down. And we have a jump ball. Missing that second rebound there was Colson Post. Almost got it to go in, but not quite. 6:50 remaining in the second quarter. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight and every game this year is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Briggs Overman misses a shot in the lane, and there is Brody Bargy to tip it in. Bargy saves the day with a tip in. That makes it 15-6. Indians with a very nice early lead here in this basketball game. Icovelli with the basketball. He'll feed off. Driving to the hoop. It's up and no good. There's going to be an offensive foul. No, they're going to call a defensive foul on Colson Post. Tough call there. Going to the free throw line will be Riley Wierig at the free throw line for Bradford. Puts the first one up and he got it. He has 3 points on the night. Bradford, if you don't know where Bradford, Ohio is, it's way over on the edge of Dart County. That's up and good as well. He got them both. Shot from the right side by the Indians. Briggs Overman, no good. We have a ball going out of bounds. It'll be given to Bradford's Railroaders. Score is now 15-8. Port Recovery leads by 7. Way over on the eastern edge of the county is Bradford. I have never been here before. A first for me. Cannon with the ball out front. Owen Cannon, their star player. We've held him scoreless tonight. Unbelievably. He averages in the 20s. He'll bomb it and miss again. Rebound comes. Nice shot off a screen, but he couldn't get it to go. Here's Brody Bargy with it. Feeds over here to Colson Post. Misses the three. Rebound Bargy, and he knocks it off of the Bradford player, but then it deflected off of him, who was standing out of bounds, and he had knocked off it off the Bradford player to try to save possession, and then unfortunately he was standing in the wrong spot, and it hit Brody when it came out of bounds. And now Fort Recovery tips it away, a steal. Overman up, no good, missed it. Nice move, but he couldn't get it to go down. Rebound comes to the Bradford Railroaders. And there is Briggs Overman stealing the ball. Here is Dilworth up and good. Braylon Dilworth puts it in. Nice steal there by the Indians. 17-8 now. Indians on top by 9 again. We're in the first half of play here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Don't forget, they have a nice selection of farm toys that would make great Christmas gifts. There's a shot up and no good by Cannon again. I'll tell you, when he is not hitting, they don't have a whole lot of offense, and he has not scored a point tonight. Dilworth on a three, can't get it to go. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Bradford Railroaders. Now he's like 0 for 8, something like that here in the first half. Owen Cannon has the ball. He feeds over on the right side to Icovelli, Tristan Icovelli. Back on the left it goes. Here's a drive. No good, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. Making the move there was Avery Felvers. He'll be at the free throw line with two shots. No, they're surprisingly, they're going to say it's not a shooting foul. So Bradford will get the ball out of bounds. Icavelli will toss it in here. Tristan Icavelli in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, and there's a foul called on Breaker Judy, and that's number three on him, and he is out of the game. With three fouls here in the first half, only 4:28 on the scoreboard clock. Or I should say 4:28 is still on the scoreboard clock, and that's his third foul, and he is out of there. Tough night for Breaker. Bradford with the basketball. Cannon goes to the right side. Goes in, tries to feed it off. Knocked away by Fort Recovery. Bradford got it back underneath the cannon. He missed it again. And there is a foul called on Bradford. I think on 43. Yep, the big boy. 6'4 Rally Wiring gets called for the foul. He's the biggest guy in their lineup. Otherwise, there's hardly anybody above 6 foot. Their hotshot guard, the Cannon boys, only 5'8". 17-8 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter of play. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. And for the finest in service for your farm machinery, you know where to go. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Indians have the ball. Brody Bargy, no press here by Bradford. Brody Bargy to Dilworth. Right side to Overman. Briggs passes back out to Dilworth. Here's Grant Fortkamp with the ball. He tries to feed to Evers, and the ball is out of bounds, but Evers committed a shoving foul before it went out of bounds. It's only one on Gavin Evers, so he's in no trouble. Tossing the ball in here for the Bradford Railroaders is Zage Harleman. Down they come. Icavelli with the basketball out front. He'll feed on the left. Back outside. Back on the left wing. Back on the outside to Owen Cannon. Cannon averaging in the 20s has not scored tonight. There's Icavelli. Tristan missed it. Rebound knocked around. Comes down to... Whoops, almost took the official out there. And he got shaken up. Grant Fortkamp running into the official. Owen Cannon gets called for the foul, the Bradford star player. So the official limping a little bit after that one. Could have been a lot worse. 17-8, Indians on top here in the second quarter against the Bradford Railroaders. Briggs Overman with the ball on the right side. Back outside it goes to Braylon Dilworth. Around the horn, into Evers. Gavin missed it, got his own rebound and scores. Gavin Evers with 6 points tonight now. He has contributed nicely to the offense. Icavelli with the ball. He's double-teamed, and we got... Okay, timeout was called by Bradford to save the possession of the ball. So timeout, 2:59 to go in the first half. We'll be back here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter in just a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
30-second timeout. Bradford having to call timeout to save possession. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors is, of course, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Here goes Bradford with the ball. Cannon with it on the right side. Backs up. And there's 5 seconds called. They said he didn't get rid of the ball within 5 seconds after he was closely guarded by Gavin Evers. So Evers creates a turnover, and the Indians get the basketball right back. You know what? If I was Bradford's coach, I might just take Cannon out just for a little bit. He just has not had a good night tonight. And Evers tried to feed Brody Bargy, and it's they say it's off of Bargy out of bounds. Owen Cannon, their star player, averaging in the 20s, has not scored tonight. And we have 2:39 to go here in the first half. A tribute to the Fort Recovery defense. Icavelli with the basketball. Well, that was nearly over and back. Owen Cannon has it between the circles. He will dribble to his right. Passes inside along the lane. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery on Grant Fortkamp. Out of bounds to the Railroaders. Nope, that'll be two shots. So it's going to be Zage Harleman at the line for two shots for Bradford. Dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and it is good. One more for him. Fort Recovery won the reserve game tonight, 47-7. This one's up and no good off the rim. Tipped away by Bradford out of bounds. It'll be the Indians basketball. 19-9. So Harleman hits one of two free throws. Indians lead by 10, 19-9 here in the second quarter. We're at 2:09 to go in the half. Grant Fortkamp with the ball out front. Here's Briggs Overman with it. Briggs dribbling the basketball, looking to the right. He's going to get called for 5 seconds if he's not careful. He finally hands it off to Brody Bargy. Back to Briggs. Briggs drives baseline inside. Has it tipped away and stolen there by Zage Harleman of Bradford. Here's Icavelli with the basketball. He'll feed to Cannon. Owen Cannon drives around the right. And ball is knocked out of bounds by Gavin Evers. Knocked out of Cannon's hands, out of bounds. He was actually trying to pass the ball there, not shoot. Icavelli will toss it in. Back over it goes on the right side. Bradford with the ball, trailing by 10, 19-9. Here's a jumper, no good, in and out. Rebound back up and in. Missing the initial shot there was Avery Felver, and Zage Harleman got the rebound and put it in. 19-11 now with a minute six to go in the first half. Briggs Overman with the ball on the right. He feeds back out to Brody Bargy. Bargy has it ripped away. How was that not a held ball? Here's Cannon up, and he missed the shot on the layup. Rebound comes down to Grant Fortkamp to Overman. And here's a shot blocked. Colson Post shot was blocked by the Bradford Railroaders. A very nice defensive play. Here's Cannon with the ball. He'll fire and miss again. Rebound and on the deck, and a foul's called on Bradford. Cannon just has to be talking to himself. What am I not doing right? Man. We know he's a great player. Three games, he's averaged 20-plus points. He has zero. I shouldn't laugh about it. He has zero tonight, thanks to the Indian defense. Indians ahead 19-11 with the basketball. 31 seconds left in the first half. Might try to play for the last shot here. Right side to Gavin Evers. Down low to Brody Bargy. Back out There's a three-pointer by Grant Fortkamp. It's good. Grant Fortkamp, his second three tonight. And that makes it 19-11. Still plenty of time for Bradford. 10 seconds to go in the half. Owen Cannon with the ball. Goes off a screen. Looks his way to the right. Drives in. Fires a shot. And he is fouled by Fort Recovery right at the horn. So he's going to have a chance to score finally from the free throw line. He will have two shots. Owen Cannon. Now, if he misses these, you know he's gonna have a terrible night. He's already had a pretty bad night for him. No scoring in the first half. The horn has sounded. It's up, and it is good. Finally gets on the board with no time left in the first half. 1 point now for Owen Cannon. He'll have one more free throw. This is up, and it is good again. He gets two at the end of the first half, and that's how the half is going to end. Fort Recovery leading 22-13 over the Bradford Railroaders. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Don't forget, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And remember, they're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in a moment. Indians on top here. Nice first half. 22-13 is the score.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers, or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pool type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at Bradford High School in Bradford, Ohio, I'm Rob Weaver. 22-13, Indians on top here at the end of the first half. They led 13-6 at the first quarter and lead here at halftime 22-13, outscoring the Railroaders in that second quarter by a 9-7 margin. So they've won both quarters so far. Leading the way for the Indians, Gavin Evers with 6 points on 3 2-point baskets, and Grant Fortkamp with 6 points. He's got 2 threes. Brody Bargy has 5 points on 2 two-point baskets and one out of one at the free throw line. And Briggs Overman has 3 points on a three-point basket. Gavin Evers with six. Grant Forkamp with six. Brody Bargy, five. Three for Briggs Overman and two for Braylon Dilworth. For the Bradford Railroaders, again, they only have 13 points at halftime. They're led in scoring by Rally Weirig, their big guy in the middle at 6'4". He has 4 points so far on a two-point goal and two out of two at the line. 3 points for Zage Harleman. He had one out of two at the line and a two-point goal for his three. Owen Cannon, their star player, averaging in the 20s, only has 2 points at the end of the first half, and he got those on two free throws after time had expired at the end of the second quarter of play. Also, Avery Felver has 2 points on a two-point goal, and Tristan Icavelli has a total of 2 points, and that was on a two-point basket. I think that came in the first quarter. There's your halftime score, 22-13. Junior varsity won easily tonight, 47-7. They were leading 8-2 at the first quarter, led 17-4 at halftime, led 36-5 at the end of three. They had a very big third quarter, outscoring Bradford 19-1 in the third quarter, and then won the game 47-7. Indians were led in scoring this evening by Braylon Dilworth with nine. Brady Evers had 9 points. 8 points for Douglas Benn. Six for Dylan Plinky. 5 points for Hudson Overman. 4 points for Colton Thompson. 2 points, or rather 3 points apiece. 3 points for Andy Niekamp and 3 points for Carter Fortkamp. Again, 9 points apiece for Braylon Dilworth and Brady Evers to lead the way. Eight for Douglas Benn. Six for Dylan Plinky. Five for Hudson Overman. Four for Colton Thompson. And three apiece for Andy Niekamp and Carter Fortkamp. It is halftime here. They had a nice Hall of Fame induction to open the varsity game tonight between games. Chris Doherty was inducted into their Hall of Fame. He's a 1996 graduate of Bradford High School, three-sport athlete, participating in football, powerlifting, and track, and he was quite the track star for Bradford. So I will mention to you, Fort Recovery is going to induct Mick McClurg into the Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame. There's just one new member in the 2025 class. The induction ceremony will be held between the junior varsity and the varsity games on Saturday, January the 25th. The JV tip-off is scheduled for 4:30 that night, with the varsity game to follow at around 6 or so. The new inductee, Mick McClurg, will join the 48 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. Mick McClurg had an exceptional athletic career at Fort Recovery High School, participating in four sports and earning a total of 10 varsity letters across three different sports. As a freshman, he ran cross-country. In golf, he earned four varsity letters and was named team MVP three different times. On the basketball court, Mick McClurg earned three varsity letters, scoring 831 career points before the three-point line was introduced. His senior year was especially remarkable. He scored 427 points that year, ranking 21st in school history, and was named the 1984 Mercer County Scoring Champion. He also received All-MAC and All-District 8 honors for two seasons, was selected to the Dayton Daily News first team, made the All-Ohio team. In baseball, Mick earned three varsity letters, was a two-time All-MAC selection. After graduating from Fort Recovery High School in 1984, Mick attended the University of Findlay, where he played basketball for 1 year. Congratulations to Mick McClurg. He is our only inductee into the Athletic Hall of Fame for Fort Recovery here in 2025. Again, that will be taking place on January the 25th. There are, I think, like three games on Saturdays this year. This is a growing trend in Ohio where the schools are starting their JV games really early. And this is one of those. 4:30 is the start time as the Indians will take on Mississinewa Valley that afternoon. And the varsity game will follow. We'll have that broadcast of the Valley and the Indians game on January 25th. And we'll also have the induction of Mick McClurg into the Hall of Fame ceremony. Congratulations to Mick. We're about set for the second half. I'll return in a moment right after we pause for this on PG-14, J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. We have a large assortment of farm toys perfect for Christmas gifts. We have pedal tractors, small farm sets, hats, and t-shirts, as well as other smaller items that fit under the Christmas tree. And don't forget about the big ticket items that go in the barn. Everyone at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, wonderful New Year.
Here we go with the second half of play. Owen Cannon has the basketball, and he falls down. And Bradford calls timeout to save possession. He fell down. What a night it has been for Owen Cannon, their star player. Just nothing seems to be going right. We'll be back after this from Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Bradford, Ohio, Indians on top by a 22-13 score. Bradford will have the basketball. Icovelli will toss it in here for the Railroaders. Goes in, and it's stripped away. No, they got it back. Over on the right side to Owen Cannon. Back outside to Tristan Icovelli. Over to Cannon on the right. He lobs it inside underneath to the big boy, and he got it. Rally Weirig scoring to make it a 22-15 game. Here is Gavin Evers putting it up, no good. Rebounds knocked around. Comes down to the Bradford Railroaders. Weirig got it. They're only down by seven. This game, we had a chance to blow this game wide open, and Bradford has been able to hang in there. Owen Cannon with the ball. Oh, he traveled all over the place. Oh, come on. Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul. Oh, my. The official told the Bradford coach he dropped his shoulder, and you know it. He actually traveled before the foul. So they call Owen Cannon for his second foul of the night. Nothing's going right for him. Grant Fortkamp goes on the right side to Briggs Overman. To Brody Bargy, goes baseline, stops, and he is fouled. He is hacked. I'm going to call that foul, I think, on Zage Harleman. Let's see if it is. Yep. Be two shots for Brody. Come on, Brody.
He got the ball first.
Had 5 points in the first half. Bounces the basketball. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor again, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Got the first one. It thought about popping out of there, but it went down in. Oh! Don't forget, you'll find Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio, and many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. This one's no good. And a rebound comes down to the Railroaders, Rally Weirig. Down comes Owen Cannon with the ball underneath, puts it up, and got it. That's his first field goal of the night. 6:20 to go. Here's Brody Bargy. We're in the third quarter. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. We missed the shot. Rebound Bradford. It's only a six-point game. 23-17. Boy, this is going to get interesting here. Owen Cannon goes in. He feeds off, and it's up and good. Rally Wiring scoring again to make it a four-point game. 23-19. And quite honestly, I thought Owen Cannon traveled before the pass there, but here's Breaker Judy inside to get the basket. Breaker's first basket of the night, and couldn't have come at a better time. 25-19, Indians lead by six. Cannon gets the ball in the middle. He'll come down, feeds over on the left. Shot's good. Three-point basket by Avery Felver, and it's now 25-22. No good by Evers. Got his own rebound. No good. Rebound knocked around, and Bradford comes down with the ball. Now they can cut the lead to one, maybe even tie. 25-22. Indians have let the lead get away here. Owen Cannon with the basketball out front, guarded by Evers. He'll circle around to the right. Goes down, and they're going to call him for traveling with the ball. Well, I guess I didn't see that one. They have a real young coach here at Bradford. Alex Swab is his name. Of course, Bobby Leverett's the coach of the Indians. Fort Recovery with the ball. They lead by three, 25-22. Into Brody Bargy, back outside to Breaker Judy. Breaker directing traffic. He's on the right side to Briggs Overman. Alan Evers with the, or I should say Gavin Evers with the ball out to Grant Fort Camp. Brody Bargy. Grant Fort Camp with it. Back outside to Breaker. And now we have timeout called by the Indians. Fort Recovery calls timeout. They lead by only 3 points. 25-22 is the score. The halftime score was 22-13. The Indians have only scored 3 points here in the third quarter. We'll be back.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Well, this could be interesting. It's not in the bag for sure. That's the case. Indians only lead by 3 points, 25-22 with 4:21 to go in the third quarter. Bradford has been coming on here. The ball's almost stolen from us, and it is stolen from us. Down comes. Oh, there's underneath, up and good. Avery Felver hits one to make it 25-24. That was a layup. It's a one-point lead. Indians have the ball. Indians' offense has been stagnant here, that's for sure. Brody Bargy with the ball. Back over to Grant Ford Camp. He'll pop the three-pointer. Got it. Way to go, Grant. Boy, we needed that, baby. He gets his third three of the night. Grant Fortkamp makes it 28-24 now, a four-point lead for the Indians. Here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play.
All right, let's go, White.
Bradford underneath to Weirig. He puts it up and no good, and he's fouled by Gavin Evers. Rally Weirig will go to the free throw line with two shots. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Free throw is good. He is 3 out of 3 on the night from the line for Rally Wyrig. He will have one more here. Up, and it is no good this time. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Indians lead by 3, 28-25 with the ball. Bargy on the left, it goes to Gavin Evers. Evers looking back outside. Breaker Judy over to Briggs Overman on the right. He's to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp back out top to Brody Bargy. Back to Fortkamp. Fortkamp dribbles around the top of the key. He's to Breaker Judy. On the left to Gavin Evers. Evers drives baseline, pops the shot. It's short, no good. Rebound comes to Owen Cannon of Bradford. Down he comes, pops the shot, and got it. Owen Cannon with 6 points now. It's 28-27. Indians' lead is only 1 point. 1 point at the moment. Grant Fortkamp with the ball. Over to Brody Bargy. Feeds on the left side to Gavin Evers. Evers looking for a teammate. Goes out top to Breaker Judy. Right side, there's Briggs Overman. In the lane, puts the shot up. Can't get it to go down. Got his own rebound. Scoops it up. Missed it again. Rebound, Gavin Evers. Get in there. Yes. Gavin Evers got the rebound. He has 8 points tonight on 4 2-point baskets. And it's a 30-27 game. Indians leading here by a narrow 3 points. In the Cooper Farms third quarter. Inside to Wyrig. He puts it up against Bargy. And Bargy is going to be called for a foul. Tried to block the shot. I'm not so sure it was a foul, but official called it. So Rally Wyrig goes to the free throw line again. He could bring the lead down to one. 30-27 the score, and it is good. He will have one more. Gavin Evers will come out of the game, and Colson Post will come in for the Indians. One more for Rally Wyrig. Puts it up and missed it. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Bargy over to Grant Fortkamp. Indians lead by 2. 30-28. A minute 52 to go in the game. Right side to Briggs Overman. Over to Brody Bargy. Bargy goes baseline. Spins, fires, and it's blocked. Nice block there by Zage Harleman of Bradford. Bradford with the ball. Harleman has it inside, puts it up, and Brody Bargy blocks it. And down come the Indians. Right side, there's a shot by Post. He missed it, partially blocked. Rebound comes down to Post. He puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Bradford. There's... Cannon scoring. It's tied at 30-30. First time since it was 0-0. Indians now have a tie game here. 30-30 in the third quarter with a minute to go. Inside to Judy. Back out to Brody Bargy. Tries to go baseline. Back out to Judy. Breaker dribbles the basketball. In the lane. Turns. Fires. And he missed the shot. Rebound. Foul's going to be called on Owen Cannon. His third. Owen Cannon picks up his third personal foul. Brody Bargy will toss it in here from the baseline. Out to Breaker Judy. Wide open. Briggs Overman. He missed the shot. Didn't go. And there's a foul called, I think, on Icavelli of Bradford. Should be. And it is. Called that personal foul on Tristan Icavelli. Number one on him. Tied at 30-30. Indians have the ball underneath our own hoop. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms. Brody Bargy, now what? Apparently have some perspiration on the floor. So we'll clean that up. You know, Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Call 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Perspiration on the floor to be cleaned up, and it has been. The Indians have the ball. Tie game, 30-30. We have never trailed in this game. 37.9 seconds to go in the quarter, in the third quarter. Pass comes in to Colson Post, to Briggs Overman on the left, to Breaker Judy. Brody Bargy in the lane, has it knocked away, stolen by Bradford. Down comes Icavelli, scoops it up, missed it. Rebound tipped over to Briggs Overman. He has the ball. He'll come all the way down, puts it up and scores. And they're going to say it's an offensive foul. Briggs Overman called for an offensive foul. Take the basket away. And on Briggs, that is number three. So he's in a bit of foul troubles. Breaker Judy will go out. Braylon Dilworth will come in. Indians need somebody to score here. We started the quarter with 22 points. We've only scored eight in the quarter so far. And we're probably not going to get the ball back again. Bradford with the ball with only 9 seconds to go. There's a foul called on Grant Fortkamp. Grant Fortkamp whistled with the foul. Number three on Grant. So we've got Breaker with three and Grant with three. Inbounds pass. Comes over to Owen Cannon. He missed the shot. Rebound, Brody Bargy. Here's time. Down to Overman. He can't get it to go in. Just off the mark as the horn sounds, and we've completed the third quarter of play. We are tied up. Bradford 30 and the Fort Recovery Indians 30. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out the many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, and RSV vaccinations, as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at Bradford, boy, it looked like, I mean, we had everything under control in the first half. Played very well. Held their star player to 2 points in the whole half. And in the third quarter, it was a Bradford quarter as they outscored us 17-8 in the third quarter to tie the game up at 30-all. Indians will have the ball to start the quarter. Fort Recovery is 0-2 on the year. Bradford's 1-2.
Go, boys!
Braylon Dilworth came in the game for the Indians there. Briggs Overman with the basketball. Looks like Bradford has changed their defense to start the fourth quarter here. Briggs Overman passing on the left. Colson Post back to Overman. Drives in, scoops it up, and he is fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Let's hope he hits him. That was going to be called on the big guy, Rally Weirig. Overman will have two free throws. First time he's been to the line tonight. And the first one's up and good. There's one more. Briggs with a total of only 4 points tonight. up and no good this time off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to the Bradford Railroaders. Down they come. Shots up and no good, and a foul's on court recovery as taking the ball all the way to the hoop was Avery Felver, and he'll be at the line for two shots. Colson Post gets called for the foul. So Bradford could go ahead here with two free throws. First one's up, and we have a tie game. 31 all. Avery Felver hits the first one. This will give him the lead for the first time in the game. Up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Still tied 31 all. Here's a three by Colson Post, and he drills it. Way to go, Colson. Gets his first basket of the night. That makes it 34-31. Indians lead by three. Colson Post drills it from the right side. Hall Brothers Incorporated is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Here's a three up and good by the Railroaders, Owen Cannon. That's his first three of the night. That ties the game again. 34-34. Brody Bargy looking for a teammate. Goes to Grant Fortkamp, lays it in. Give Bargy the assist, and Grant Fortkamp the basket. Grant has 11 points on the night now. 36-34. Indians lead by two. Down to the big guy, Rally Weirig. He missed the shot, got his own rebound, up and no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And let's see who they're going to call that on. I hope not Brody. Nope, they'll call that on Colson Post. It's number three on Colson. Rally Weirig going to the free throw line. He's the tallest guy on their team at 6'4". It's up, and it is good. Oh, it's no good. Take it back. I thought for sure that was going to drop in there, but it rallied and rattled around and went off the rim and down out. Indians still lead by two, 36-34. This one's up, and it is no good again. Rebound comes to Gavin Evers, who's in the game again. On the left side to Breaker Judy, back to Evers. Evers comes to the left, brings it back outside. Over to Overman, inside to Breaker Judy, and he scores. Briggs Overman gets the assist. Breaker Judy the basket, a nice little floater to Breaker, who was inside by the basket. Makes it a four-point lead for the Indians. Inside, up, and good. Zage Harleman scoring. Indians with the ball, leading by two, and there's traveling call on Gavin Evers. Gavin Evers called for traveling. Turnover Indians. 5:36 left to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter scoreboard. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer on State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Icovelli goes over to Cannon. Tipped away by Grant Evers. Evers comes down across the timeline. I should say Gavin Evers. Sorry about that. Gavin Evers. Breakers UD to Briggs Overman. Overman out front with the basketball. Dribbling, dribbling, dribbling. And he had it stolen away by Icovelli. Icovelli gets the ball back to Cannon. He missed the shot. Rebound comes to Dilworth. Braylon threw it away. Braylon Dilworth trying to hit Gavin Evers with the ball, and he threw it away. 38-36, a two-point lead here for the Indians over the Bradford Railroaders. We're going to have ourselves a heck of a finish here in this one, so hang in there, folks, and stay with us. Hall Brothers, your fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Right side to Icovelli. He'll pass over. Oh, it's knocked away by Colson Post. But and now Bradford tried to save it, and it went into the hands of Briggs Overman. Right side to Gavin Evers, and there's timeout Indians. Timeout Indians. Indians, 4:36 to go. Indians leading by 2, 38-36 here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. We'll be back.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Once again, special thanks to our studio producers tonight, including Nate Crisman at the radio station, WPGW-FM. Also, Anthony Reisner at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver with you for this exciting Indian basketball game tonight. Brody Bargey puts the ball in play to Briggs Overman. After, oh my goodness, Indians almost threw it away. Grant Fortkamp with the ball over to Briggs Overman. Breaker Judy on the right. He's down low to Brody. He'll turn, fire, and miss. And he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll have two shots. Brody's a pretty good free thrower, so let's hope he hits these. He is 2 out of 3 at the line tonight. Total of 6 points for him this evening. Brody wears number 5. He's a pretty tall kid, listed at 6'5". He's only a sophomore. Dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and he missed it. No good. One more for Brody Bargey. It's up, and it is no good again. Rebound Breaker Judy, though, so we get a reprieve. Briggs Overman traveling. Yeah, he did. Indians got the rebound there, the missed shot by Brody Bargey, but we couldn't convert. And the Railroaders have the basketball back. 4:15 to go here in the game. Fort Recovery does still lead 38-36, but it's a very precarious lead at the moment. Owen Cannon with the basketball. He brings it up across the timeline. Right side it goes to Icavelli. Down to Weirig, the big guy, 6'4". He feeds it off. Back outside it goes. There is Cannon. He'll fire from the free throw line. Misses. Rebound comes to Weirig, the big guy. Puts it back up, trying to put it back up. It's blocked by Breaker Judy, and Judy calls for the foul. Oh, my goodness, they're going to call a technical on Breaker Judy. Come on, Mr. Official. Breaker Judy was called for a technical foul for complaining about the foul call. And he did it. It wasn't anything severe. I think we just got, I won't say it. At the line for shots here is Rally Wiring. The officials are going to talk about whether it's going to be 4 free throws or not.
Spirit fingers, everybody!
No, that's 5 fouls. That's 5 fouls on Breaker Judy, so he's out of the game. Tough luck for Breaker. Here's Weirig to shoot 2. His first one is good. He will have 1 more. This could tie the game. It is no good. Now they'll have a technical. I think it's just 1 shot for the technical. No, he's going to get 2. And their star player, Owen Cannon, will shoot those. He missed the first one. He missed the first one. 1 more would tie it here. He'll probably hit this one, I would think. He's a pretty good free thrower. This one's up, and it is good. That ties the game. And Bradford will have the ball because of the technical. That was a raunchy call a moment ago. I'm sorry. Tough break for the Indians. So Owen Cannon has the ball for Bradford. Tie game. Back outside to Rally Weirig. Dribbles down. Looks against Brody Bargy. Up and good. And that gives the Railroaders their first lead of the game. Here's Gavin Evers good to tie it back up again. Gavin Evers scoring to make it 40-40, all tied up. Down comes Owen Cannon with the ball for Bradford. Tie game 40-40. And there's traveling called on Owen Cannon. So Fort Recovery will put it in play. No press here for the Railroaders. They have not pressed tonight. Walking it across the timeline is Grant Fortkamp. He's only a sophomore. They have three sophomores in there. Normally, Breaker Judy just fouled out, but we have Brody Bargy and Grant Fortkamp, also sophomores. There's Brody Bargy, misses a three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Bradford with a tie score at 40-40. We're down to 2:40 to go in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. There's a shot up and good, and a foul is called. Rally Weirig scores, and a foul is called on the Indians, so he'll have a free throw, and that puts the Railroaders on top by two at 42-40.
Let's go, Rally!
Let's see who's going to be the foul's called on Brody Bargy, number two on Brody. So he's in no trouble. Weirig at the free throw line. Eyes it and flies it and got it. That gives him 16 points on the night, and he leads his team in scoring. It's 43-40. Indians down by three now, our biggest deficit of the game. Right side to Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp almost lost the ball, gets it back. And there's going to be 5 seconds called on Grant Fortkamp. No, Indians called time. Indians called timeout to save possession. We'll be back in a moment here at Bradford. 43-40. The Railroaders lead the Indians with only 2:18 to go in the game.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back at the game, and man, we led most of the game, but trail by three at the moment. Indians called timeout to save possession there a moment ago here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Don't forget, when you need outstanding service for your farm machinery or an outstanding selection of parts, think of your friends at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Just down from the high school there on State Route 119. Serving our area for over 100 years, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Okay, Indians need to score here. Cut the lead back to one. Be nice to tie it, but we'll take a two. Brody Bargy will toss it in. Into Briggs Overman. Right side to Grant Fortkamp. Now Brody Bargy. Bargy in the lane. Puts it up, and he is fouled. Going to say two shots. And that, I think Rally Weirig just fouled out of the game. Boy, what a difference maker that could be. Yeah, he did. Rally Weirig just fouled out of the game. Their big dude who is leading them in scoring with 16 points. He is on the bench now. That's not going to hurt us. Brody Bargy at the free throw line. Dribbles the basketball, puts it up, and it is no good. Come on, guys. Got to take advantage of these opportunities. I know Brody, nobody more than Brody wanted to hit that one, but it didn't go down. And one more. This one is no good again. Rebound up, no good by Colson Post. Out of bounds off to Fort Recovery. Went off of Bradford's. Went off of the Railroaders' Avery Felver there. So the Indians have the ball back.
Let's go defense!
Come on, guys. 2:04 left to go. We definitely have the height advantage now that their big guy is out of the lineup. They don't have anybody over 6 foot besides him. In comes to Gavin Evers, to Brody Bargy on the left. There is shot by Colson Post. Missed the three. Rebound comes down to Icavelli of Bradford. Owen Cannon with the basketball. And across the timeline. Brooks is way to the right, back to the left. Inside. Oh, there's Cannon firing and scoring. Give and go to Owen Cannon, and it worked perfectly, and he scored on a layup. Here is shot up and good by Briggs Overman. We needed that. We were down by 5 points there. Now it's back to a three-point game. Minute 22 to go in the game. Here's a shot up and good. Scoring on the play there was Trey Emanuel, who came in for Rally a moment ago. Rally Weirig, and now there's been a foul called on Bradford on the Fort Recovery end. 47-42, Indians trail by five. Time is running out. A minute 11 to go. At the line is Briggs Overman. Come on, Briggs. We need these two. Cut the lead back to three. Briggs dribbles the basketball. It's up, and it is good. That gives him 7 points on the night now for Briggs Overman. One more coming here for the senior. He puts it up. He got it. Got them both. 8 points now for Briggs. It's a three-point game. 47-44, a minute eight to go in the game. Bradford with the ball. Owen Cannon out front. Being guarded by Allen Evers. Cannon dribbling the ball. They may call him for 5 seconds here. Timeout is called by Bradford. Bradford calls timeout with 49 seconds left to go. The Railroaders have the ball. They have a three-point lead. We'll be back. It's 47-44. Indians trailing here in this Hall Brothers fourth quarter.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Here's the situation. We have only 49 seconds left. Indians trailing 47-44. Boy, that call on Breaker Judy a moment ago was a backbreaker. And I thought it was totally unnecessary to call that technical foul on Breaker. He did complain about it, but it wasn't anything that was violent or disrespectful to the official, really. Oh, well. That's the human part of the game you can't do anything about. Icavelli will toss it in for Bradford. And Fort Recovery is trying to steal the ball here. Foul is called on Brody Bargy, number three on Brody. Down to 44 seconds. That is the fifth foul on the Indians. Actually, the sixth foul on the Indians. At the free throw line is Tristan Icavelli. Two big free throws for him. The first one is good. Makes it a four-point lead, 48-44. He'll have one more. It is up and good again. 49-44, Indians trail by five. Need some quick offense here. Brody Bargy, right side to Briggs Overman. Three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound, Evers, good. Gavin Evers scores, and a timeout's called by the Indians. Gavin Evers now has 12 points on the night. He's had a nice ball game. That cuts the lead to three with 33 seconds to go. There's plenty of time. Hang in there. Hope for the best. We'll be back after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0970. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Yeah, a nice contingent of Fort Recovery fans traveling down to the over to the game tonight. We're clear over on the, would be the eastern side of Dark County, right on the line. Bradford has the ball. They bring it up, and there's a foul called on the Indians. I guess we're at Brody Bargy. That's four now on him. At the line will go Icavelli again. He just hit two free throws for them a moment ago. Tristan Icavelli puts the first one up, and it's good. That makes it 50-46. They're just, officials just double checking to make sure Brody Bargy doesn't have five fouls. I think he only has four, I'm pretty sure. One more for Tristan. And this one is good. It's a five-point lead. He's come through with four out of four at the line here in the last minute. Indians come down, and there is a... The clock. The clock did not start. So they took two more seconds off the clock. Fifty-1-46. Bradford leads by five. Only 23 seconds to go. Looking pretty gloomy here for the Indians now. They need a quick basket right now. Comes in over to right side to Grant Fortkamp. Here's Briggs Overman. Comes in, scoops it up, missed the shot. Tipped up by Brody Bargy. No good. Rebound comes down. Got a ball, goes to Fort Recovery. Here's a shot by Grant Fortkamp. He misses the three. And there's a foul called on Bradford, but only 5 seconds to go. And this game is over, folks. Indians are going to come away with a loss tonight here at Bradford. Boy, they controlled the first half and just let things get away from them in the third quarter. And just nothing's gone right for them here in the fourth quarter. Briggs Overman will be at the line, but it's too late. Only 5 seconds to go. We're down by 5 points, and that's good. He'll have one more. That gives him 9 points on the night. This is up and good again. 10 points now for Briggs. And I don't know what happened there. I think they called a foul on the Indians. Called the foul on Gavin Evers. I think Coach Leverett thought he might have had a clean steal. That would have been interesting because we're only down by three. If we would have gotten the ball back there, but it didn't happen. At the line, 0-1 Cannon, and he hits the first one. He'll have one more. He had 2 points in the first half. He's got 13 here in the second half so far. Timeout is called, Indians. We'll be back in just a moment. It's a 4-point game, 52-48. Just a few seconds left to go in the game.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
4.6 seconds to go. Owen Cannon will have one more. This would make it a 5-point game. Spins the ball, lets it fly, and it is good. 16 points on the night for Owen Cannon. Here comes Fort Recovery. Briggs Overman on a three. Doesn't go, and that's the game. 53-48. Bradford fans celebrating behind us, as you can hear. 53-48, Indians lose by five to the Bradford Railroaders. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. That's Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with a wrap-up of the game right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that will put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We'll
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
High school sports is your life, Mr. Leverett.
I don't know. It's all of it. It's part of it right now.
Bobby Leverett joins us, the head coach of the Indians. What a toughie. It's a story of two halves. We did a great job in the first half offensively and defensively. Maybe we could have done a little bit better offensively in the first half, but you held their start at 2 points.
Yeah, we did a great job on Owen. We missed a bunch of bunnies just throughout the game inside, and that was probably the difference maker in the first half. I thought we should have had a bigger lead. You know, a couple of those go down, we maybe be up 15 or 20. And in the third quarter, we kind of showed a little bit of inexperience there through the third quarter, and then, you know, battled through the fourth. And they got us on the run a little bit. Their big guy inside was pretty solid. We tried to front him some, and, you know, he just got great position on us early. And he was a load. But, you know, hey, our effort was better from tonight, from Tuesday. So that's a plus. You know, like we told the guys, it's a 22-game season. We got to get better each and every night, and I felt like we took some steps tonight from Tuesday. But we're going to learn from it. Like I said, there ain't a lot of experience out there, and that's, you know, that's not an excuse. That's the truth. Look down the line, you know.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to get there. So.
Yeah, three key guys are sophomores.
Right. You know, and Briggs and Gavin are giving it their all. They've been great leaders for us so far. They're positive, and. Like I said, you know, we're going to have some growing pains, you know. And we've told them that teams aren't going to just come in and, here you go. You know, we got to earn it. We got to earn it.
Well, I'm not going to, again, make you comment on this, but I just thought the call on Breaker was just really over the top. I mean,
well, you know,
there was nothing out of, yes, he was upset because he.
Yeah.
Picked up his fifth foul.
That's a kid. Well, it was his fourth foul.
Oh, yeah. So the tech gave him the fifth.
Yeah, that gave him the fifth. You know, that's a kid showing emotion. This is an emotional game. If an official is not going to let our kids play with emotion, then they shouldn't be out there officiating. Because, I mean, are you kidding me? You know, the kid showed a little emotional. Now, earlier.
And it wasn't directed at the official.
No, it was directed. It was frustration on his part, and all he did was slap the ball. He grabbed it and he slapped it. He didn't bounce it down or anything. He slapped it from what I remember. Now, earlier, a possession before earlier, another official warned both teams at the foul line to clean it up. They were, you know, the kids were talking back and forth, which, you know what, if they're not saying bad words and they're, you know, talking a little smack, that's part of the game also, you know. And I understand, yeah, you want to keep it clean and this and that, but to call that tech out, you know, I think it was warranted because of that. And that's why they called it. So.
Yeah, and I assume the big boy was kind of a surprise to you.
Well, I watched him last night against National Trail, and I told him, you know, against Dayton Christian, he didn't do much. Last night, he looked pretty solid against National Trail. So we told him, you know, hey, he does got some moves. He's a solid, big, solid kid. So we got to keep him off the block at least three quarter. And then we had to try in front, and their guards they did a good job of getting it to him, and we were kind of scrambling around there. So.
Yeah, Riley Weirig is their big guy, who was 6'4". He also fouled out of the game.
Yeah, you know, and at that time, I think it was about 2 minutes left. Maybe I thought, okay, that's good. Let's make a little run here. But we never fully recovered from that, like you said, that technical. I mean, I think it was it tied there, or we were up maybe
yeah.
two, and then you know, there's a 4-point swing, and they get the ball, and then yeah. we're playing catch up from there.
Yeah, that was a tough call indeed. Well, hey. The kids played, like you say, a lot more intense than they did on Tuesday. Much, much better game tonight. Just a disappointing loss.
Right. You know, we're home Friday against Parkway. Doug Hughes was here tonight. I talked to him a little bit. So it would be nice to play at Fort Sight for once. Maybe we'll shoot the ball a little bit better.
Yeah, who made the schedule up anyway?
I don't know.
All these road games.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Hey, Bobby, thank
All right.
you much.
Thanks for coming, Rob.
Yeah, see you.
Yep.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Indians. Indians is... been on the road so far every game. Now, they were supposed to play, they would have been on the road last night, too. That Marion local game was scheduled away last night, but that got postponed because of the football success of the Flyers, so that'll be played later on. But anyway, Indians fall tonight 53-48. They led at the first quarter 13-6, led at halftime 22-13. Then Bradford outscored the Indians by 9 in the third quarter to tie the game up at 30-all, and they outscored the Indians in the fourth quarter 23-18 to win the game 53-48. Indians were led in scoring by, Gavin Evers with 12, Grant Fortkamp had 11, 10 points for Briggs Overman, 6 points for Brody Bargy. He only got one of those in the second half of play. They shut him down pretty well. 4 points for Breaker Judy, 3 points for Colson Post, and 2 points for Braylon Dilworth. The Railroaders were led by Owen Cannon. Their star player was 16. He only had 2 in the first half, and those were right at the end of the half when time had expired. He hit 2 free throws. That was all he had in the first half. Indians did a great job on him. Then 16 points for Riley Weirig, the big boy. He also fouled out of the game. 8 points for Avery Felver, 6 points for Tristan Icavelli, 5 points for Zage Harleman, and 2 points for Trail Manuel. Those were the scoring for Bradford. B game was won by Fort Recovery. They won 47-7. Indians led 8-2 at the first quarter, 17-4 at halftime, 36-5 after 3, and 47-7 was the final. Indian reserve team was led in scoring by both Braylon Dilworth and also Brady Evers with 9 apiece. Douglas Ben had 8, 6 for Dylan Klinke, 5 points for Hudson Overman, 4 points for Colton Thompson, and 3 apiece for Andy Niekamp and Carter Fortkamp. So everybody scored basically for the Fort Recovery Junior Varsity team. They improved to 2-1 with the win. And the varsity team falls to 0-3 with the tough luck loss to Bradford here tonight. Again, that final in the varsity game, 53-48. Again, thanks to the friends here at Bradford for their hospitality. I'm Rob Weaver saying goodnight, everybody. Thanks to our studio producers, Nate Christman for the radio, Anthony Reisner for FortRecoveryRadio.com, along with Neil Spencer. Rob Weaver saying goodnight from Bradford High School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.